Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hi, it's Frankie here, and you are listening to Supernatural Life. And I have Mr. Anthony on the line here with us as well. Hey, Mr. Anthony.
Hey, Frankie. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
Real good. It's been great. So you know what?
You've been busy.
The thing I'm seeing here, so as you know, Frankie, you're a Gemini, right?
I'm a Gemini.
You're June 12th, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what is grabbing me right now, here's the key right now, because, you know, people always ask, hey, Mr. Anthony, am I going to have good luck this year? Like, we're going to grow, stuff like that. Am I going to make money? Jupiter, which
money.
Is the god of abundance, goes into Libra on the 9th. So if you're a Gemini, like you, Libra, or Aquarius, that means your growth and expansion of your career, like in a big way.
Wow.
So you got a lot of good things
I'm
coming your way there, Frankie.
And then
Jupiter also represents like world travel, publishing, writing, lecturing, teaching, stuff like that. So you could be writing a book in about a year.
Excellent. All right. Well,
cool?
All I do is write about myself. I'm writing about myself. Write about what you know. Hey, but, so, just want to say we've not been on a thing, at least a month. And, you know, I know we have regular listeners, so it's really good to be back. Hey, so we got disconnected there. Sorry about that. Let's see. I'll get Mr. Anthony to... Oh, there he is. Hold on a second.
Hollywood.
Hi. Hi, sorry.
So you know what? I think we got disconnected. I think we got disconnected.
We totally got disconnected. It's so Mercury retrograde. Like,
Isn't it?
Mercury retrograde is... It's such a cliche. It's like, really, Mercury retrograde? You really have to be such a cliche and be so predictable. Like, it's not amusing.
And not only that, it's in Virgo. And Virgo means like being like analytical. So people who are analytical, they might be having delays with computers and stuff like that. At least until so Mercury, a lot of people want to know, it's going to be retrograde till the 21st of September. So people always ask me, is Mercury retrograde good or bad? It just basically means like reassess, reevaluate, redesign, reorganize your plans about work and career. Career is what that Mercury retrograde means. But in your case, since you're a Gemini, drives you nuts.
I think when you and I, like, we were talking the other day and you asked me how it was going, I said, you know, I'm pretty much trying to ignore it. Like, I'm not giving this, because usually I'm like, oh, my God, and I dread it, and, you know, I go into the whole drama of it and stuff. And now I'm just, like, letting it do its thing and not give it. It's like a bad child having a temper tantrum. I'm just like, you know, I'm not gonna engage with that as best I can, you know.
But have you any delays with, like, on the computer, stuff like that, email?
Yeah, well, yes. You know, this show is run all off of the computer or switchboards on my lap. You know, you see it in your computer. You know, it's all. So, I mean, just right now we got cut off and my call dropped. So, yeah.
Now we know why. Yeah, Mercury retrograde in Virgo. Exactly.
Exactly. I had actually, too, like my entire, like, Wi-Fi and, you know, all that in, you know, where I live. I had them come like a couple weeks ago and move it and, you know, just to make sure that everything was visible and workable as best as it could be. So, you know, for calls to drop and stuff, it's just not, there's no logical reason for it. So anyway, well,
it could be overload. You know, a lot of people like do that 24/7.
is true. That's true.
Except for you.
Well, we have
and me.
Some. Except for me. Yeah. No, not me. Are you?
And me or you? No, him. What about her? You too.
I know. Well, what about the people that have been really patiently waiting, you know, for a long time to talk to us? So we'll get callers. You know, you have one question. You know, Mr. Anthony, super intuitive and just really great at astrology and seeing how things can are working for you. And me, I kind of work in the real world of coaching and, you know, distinctions that help us have powerful lives. So we'll just get to our first caller if you're ready.
Ready to rock and roll. By the way, are you still coaching that soccer team?
Soccer team? No.
Yeah, you said you're,
no.
You're a life coach. Okay.
I'm a life coach, but not soccer.
No? I thought maybe you were going back into coaching. You're going to be the soccer coach at Garfield High School.
No. I'm an accomplishment coach. I coach people
that's
to go and have, you
see,
know,
see? Okay.
Live their
that's,
wildest dreams.
That means
so,
that you,
okay.
You, that you, what that means is that you stand and deliver.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
do.
You very much. Thank you.
I teach people to stand and deliver on their own. So, anyway.
There you go.
We're going to get to our first caller. By the way, we're both from East LA. We didn't meet in East LA. We met like way out of the area through a mutual friend.
It doesn't matter if
so.
you're pipe or non-pipe.
If you what? Oh, okay. We're going to go to the first caller. I'm just going to go right in.
See, your mom was right. You guys, Frank, you had to stay away from those public school kids. Your mother was correct about that.
I know. It was public school. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who are
my
we
name
speaking
is
to and where are you calling from?
Tasha from California.
Hi, Tasha from California. When's your birthday?
6/22/75.
I'm sorry?
6/22/75.
Hi, is this
okay.
Tasha?
Yes.
So do you have a question for us?
You have a question? What's your question, Tasha?
In regards to love, can I give you the other person's birthday?
Sure.
It's 12/21/79.
79?
Yeah, 79.
But you're 6/22/75, right?
Yeah.
So you know, do you know if you're a Cancer? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Are you emotional?
Yeah, it depends on what phase.
Are you sensitive about stuff? Or
not?
So you know what? You're
what
like.
It is.
You're like a Gemini Cancer. Gemini means like you like to talk a lot. Cancer
mm-hmm.
means you're very emotional and sensitive. But you're both.
Yeah, both.
So, are there twins in your family?
Well, I'm a triplet. So, yes, there is
Oh.
twins on my father's side.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were born on a Sunday.
Yes.
So you also have a temper, though.
Yes.
Wow, I don't want to get you mad. So,
well, then don't
question,
make her.
Tasha?
Then don't upset her. That's what I always say. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question,
Tasha?
Oh, in regards to the love relationship between me and this guy.
Oh, you want to know about 12/21/79, right?
Yeah.
You want to know if you guys are compatible?
How well we do together. Yeah, how compatible. In a way, I kind of already know that we're compatible in a lot of areas, but I want to see what you get in the chart.
Yeah, this guy, 12/21/79, he was born on a Friday. So he's a Sagittarius. Is he a responsible kind of guy?
Well, right now he's trying to get on his feet. Yeah.
Okay, well, seeing with business and career, if he sticks to that, things expand in the next 12 months for him, for career.
Okay.
Okay. Whether it's going to school or starting a business. Another thing I'm seeing here, too, he can get you pregnant this month or next month.
Oh, wow.
And they could be twins.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
So just be extra careful there. But this guy has, like, good luck for the next 12 months with career. This guy.
Okay.
He's meant to be self-employed. Is he a mechanic or something like that? Or does he work with his hands?
Yeah, he was, like, fixing on houses and stuff. So, yeah, he's very good with his hands.
This guy's very technical. He has a lot of talent. So things get better for him, but be extra careful about the pregnancy. But it's up to you guys, you know. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Twins, though?
Well, you know, so and just, you know, Tasha, just, you know, when men are doing well financially, that's also a really good time. You know, they feel that's where they get their value. And so they tend to want to, they're more open to relationships when they're doing well that way. So, mm-hmm. you know, I would say, you know, be the feminine and do some like research, go online and look at like Pat Allen, Dr. Pat Allen. She talks a lot about the feminine energy and the masculine energy, and be the feminine energy because men get a lot of value from their masculine energy and being able to provide and to learn about that so that he can do what he does and you do what you do. And it doesn't mean be subservient or just be a pushover. Or, you know, it's not like that. It's just there's a dynamic in relationships that work. I mean, some men have some feminine energy to them and, you know, and some women have a lot of masculine energy, and it doesn't mean it's not a bad thing. But if he sounds like he's very manly, and he sounds like, you know, if he's fixing things and, you know, doing those types of things, it would be a good opportunity for you to take a look at that so that you mm-hmm. can, so that things can, there's a natural way that relationships go between men and women. So I would encourage you to check that out.
Okay, so when is my good luck coming in? He got 12 months of it, so he good.
Right. Well, you know, for you, are you thinking about going back to school, Tasha?
Just can't get out of school for nothing because I'm a medical assistant and a certified nurse's assistant, but my certified nurse's assistant license had expired.
Okay, so what I'm saying, take classes, advance your skill and knowledge, and think you also have good luck for the next 12 months, too.
Okay.
So the main thing for you, okay, do you want to start like any kind of like a restaurant business, anything like that?
No.
Is anybody in your family who owns like a restaurant in your family?
No. I got a lot of good cooks in my family. Like my mom, she's a very good cook.
Yeah, because I'm seeing something with cooking or food business in the next 2 years, like for you and your mom, it's the kind of business investment of some sort coming up with that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, yeah, so,
okay,
so both you guys have good luck. It's just going to be a matter if you get pregnant. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you said this one and next one.
But good luck, Tasha. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, and, you know, handle that. Like, you know, take care of yourself, right? So... And let the good luck come without any interruptions. We're going to go to our next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jay from Canada. When is your birthday?
March 24th.
And the year?
Do you like the year, please? 1964.
Okay. And what's your question?
Pardon me? My question is...
What is...
Mm-hmm. Sure. My question is that right now I'm in the midst of just putting myself out there to, you know, just be with people and relationships and things like that. So is there anything that I really need to learn more or be aware of in finding, you know, relationships with, you know, friends or, you know, a girlfriend or stuff like that? So
hi, Jay. So you're talking about love life department? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, just in friends in general too, because you know that's lacking in my, you know, world, in a way.
But see, 3/24 is 54. So you're an Aries. So the karma for you is learning how to be sociable and be around groups of people. If you take action like joining clubs or going to the YMCA or joining a health club at this time, you meet a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of your interests?
Oh, mine's all spiritual stuff, basically spiritual. So I go to a lot of spiritual places and spiritual groups.
Okay, so
okay.
Then you're looking at being around people who are completely different from what the people you've been around with, because you're ready to make, that's your next step.
So you're saying go backwards?
So you're saying...
So what I'm saying is that for you, the karma that you came in with in this life or this life was learning how to be around people who are not conventional and who are different from you.
So what type of people are they then?
It could be people like for example, when I'm seeing like a vision of you going to like a bookstore and you're hanging out in the metaphysical book section and you meet people from a different realm of the spirit world. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So there's something coming up here. It's something that it happens like all of a sudden or happens for you, but you look, what I'm seeing is kind of like a being in a bookstore or library. You meet different people and you become friends with them.
Mm.
What is your vibe, Frankie?
Well, maybe, you know, I'm a big proponent of school, right? So, you know, maybe, you know, you find a lot of interesting people in school. I always find that if you are just being your truth, and it sounds like, you know, with your spiritual practice that you are, you sound pretty grounded in what you do, and that's the realm, that's where your life is. So it takes time sometimes, you know, and you know, whatever you're, you know, focus on getting, you know, staying connected to people, you know, you could just share anything with somebody, like, you know, you call old friends, you know, let them know what you're up to. Just stay in communication with people. You never know. You could be having a breakdown with somebody and then just, or a concern with somebody. And just by saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of going through this thing or I have a concern about something. Oh, hey, you know, well, you know, here's an option. You know, here's something that a solution. Not that you have not, okay, so let me rephrase that. Not that you're having a breakdown with anybody, but what I'm saying is stay in communication with people. Call who's been on your mind that you haven't called. You know, call those people. Who's called you or emailed you that you haven't returned? Because when you open up those lines of communication comes to you. When we're resisting, like, getting back to people or, oh, I'll call them, I don't care if it's a bill, you know, whatever it is, stay in communication because it keeps the channels open. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, what I was getting, when she was speaking, what I was picking up for you, Jay, was something with taking Reiki classes or hypnosis classes, something like that.
No, I did Reiki already, so a while back.
Okay, what about hypnosis? What about hypnosis?
No, I didn't. I'm not really into hypnosis right now. I'm just taking an improv class right now, which is really cool.
Do you have an interest in entertainment? Do you have an interest there?
No. Well, it mostly has to do with being in a very, well, it's a really positive environment, and also it's a lot of fun and it's spontaneity. Saying yes instead of no. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what I've also found just is that when, because it sounds like you've kind of raised the standard or raised the vibration, if you will, right? And, you know, you now you're doing this improv thing. And when you raise it, sometimes it takes a while for, you know, things to align to that. And when, you know, when you've gone from one level to, you know, to another, it takes a while, you know? So just hang out where you're at and, You know, I always say your best, you know, your most important relationship is the one with yourself, you know, myself, right? So, you know, when you nurture that, and when you're good with how you're thinking, what you want, how you treat yourself, you're going to naturally, other people, you know, like-minded, naturally come. Sometimes it takes time. It just, you know, but it sounds like you're, you know, in terms of like the friendships and the, you know, the relationships, it sounds like you've put yourself in some good quality environments. So just hang out there, work on yourself. You know, if you're in this improv class or you're doing Reiki or spirituality, you know, just expand inside of that so that other people that, you know, are like-minded will be attracted to that. It's just a natural thing, and let it take the time that it's going to, but know it's going to happen, and enjoy being single while you're single, because once you're not, you're not, you know, it's a whole other lifestyle. Nothing wrong with it. It's just a different lifestyle. So enjoy yourself. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jay, thanks for calling. Let us know how
it goes. Thank you, Jay. Okay? Have a good night.
Thanks, Mr. Anthony. Thanks, Frankie. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Tamika calling from New York.
Tamika, hey.
Hi, so glad to see
Hi.
You guys.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, I'm so glad to hear you guys back on. I was thinking about you like yesterday and day before, like, where are they?
Well,
Frankie's
been on the planet Mercury. Right, Frankie?
Yes, and you've been on Jupiter, so.
Yeah, go fun on Jupiter. I love Jupiter.
Yeah.
Well, my birthday just passed.
How are things going?
It's going okay. My birthday just passed this Saturday, and I wanted to see what you guys see coming up for me, if anything in love or anything like that coming up for me this year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So happy birthday. It was, what, September 3rd, Saturday?
Yeah.
So you know you're a Virgo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tanika?
Yes.
So you know what? You're lucky to have good luck with marriage and career for the next 12 months.
Okay, that's great.
So like career stuff coming up. Are you still doing the same place?
I actually just enrolled in school. I'm starting tomorrow for pharmacy tech.
Good.
Of course, in that.
For what?
Get certified. A pharmacy tech.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Great. Good move.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Great move.
So, how long is the program? It lasts for 1 year?
It's going to be till December, and you get certified when you complete it. It's really great.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
In January, you could be doing that full time.
Right.
With good timing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, the other thing is I'm seeing, too, like a possible move. Are you ready to make a move?
I'm dying to. I just don't have the funds to right now, but it's what I think about every day. I'm, like, so uncomfortable where I live.
So you can do that, like, you could do that by January, Feb, right around there, and maybe even December.
I hope so.
Yeah, start,
that's a good move.
Yeah, start looking. I mean, even though you're not like, you know, like you don't have the money in your bank account, like, you know, it's coming, okay, the money to your bank. Go and look at places that you want. Go to the neighborhoods, drive around. Go see open houses. Get yourself in a state of, you know, go look and see what you love, right? What neighborhoods you love. How many bedrooms? What are the appliances like? Really create your perfect home. You know, do a vision board or a journal about your perfect home and go out and start seeing those places so it becomes real for you. And then when you finish school, you know, you'll already know what's next for you.
Yeah.
And you know what she said was exactly right, Tanika. So you have good luck with the people you meet and stay in contact with, like Frankie said. Maybe you have friends, and then they know other friends about maybe that venue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like I was telling Jay, you know, you're raising the bar. And, you know, not everybody comes along when you're going up, when you're up. And it's not a bad thing. People are in our lives for a season, and that's just where we're at the time. And then when you raise the bar and you're in a different environment, you're going to be working different hours. You're not going to be as accessible to old friends maybe. And you're going to be meeting new people that are like-minded, that are in the same thing that you're in. So you've raised yourself, and it takes a little time for things to kind of catch up to you and for you to even realize and acknowledge that you've raised yourself up, you know, to a different place.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Enjoy school, you know, enjoy school. It's so great. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you for getting yourself in school after everything that you've been through. You're like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And you did. I'm just so happy about that.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Congratulations, Nika.
It's a positive thing.
And
great time for you.
What's that?
Yeah, it made me feel proud of myself. So I don't feel like that very often. Like that kind of proud.
Well, you know what? Get used to it.
Yeah.
Get used to making that you made a good choice for yourself, and you have every reason to feel proud of yourself. And it's going to be, this is the first in many decisions of being proud of yourself for doing something really good for yourself. School is something, it's only for you. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can take it away from you. And you'll get new practices and learning how to study and get good grades. And then you'll, you know, 3 months is going to be gone, like in a blink of an eye. And then you're going to be done.
I know. So, crazy.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's great to hear from you. We'll be back on the air on a regular basis. Thank you for being so loyal. And, you know, we'll talk to you soon. The show's about to end.
Okay.
So keep in touch. Let us know how school's going.
I will. I'll call back in the next time you guys are on. You guys always help me out with, like, Nick and, like, the person I love from my past and stuff. So I'll definitely
call back.
Well,
it's our pleasure, Nika. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good to know. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Good night.
Well, that was great. I love that people are up to stuff, and people, you know, our regular callers feel like we're helping them, and it's a process, you know. Things we didn't get exactly where we're at overnight. So if we want something else, you know, it takes a little bit of work, takes a little bit of patience and intention. So everybody,
and
before
you go to bed tonight, Frankie, look outside. You see moon. You'll see Mars and Saturn up in the sky.
Ooh, okay. I'll go do that right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.